In some communities in western Kansas, you can still spot the influence of German immigrants who settled there. Their descendants will mark a notable anniversary this year, as Becky Tanner explains in this month's Hidden Kansas.
150 years ago, Volga Germans left their mark on the Kansas prairie by using native limestone to build monuments to their faith. The Basilica of St. Fidelis in Victoria, with its landmark twin spires, is known as the Cathedral of the Plains. They also left their marks in other ways, with foods such as the Bierock, award-winning beers, and turkey red winter wheat. Their story begins in the mid-1700s, when they were invited to the steppes of Russia at the invitation of Catherine the Great.
And after Catherine died, her son ruled Russia and revoked all those manifest points that were given to those people to entice them to Russia. And so they decided, well, now is the time to get out, because they were starting to conscript a lot of our people to go to war.
That's Kevin Rupp, office manager, liturgist, and organist at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hays. Some of his ancestors were among the first to arrive in Ellis County in 1876.
They sent a delegation to the United States, and they decided that this was the perfect area because the ground itself was pretty much like it was in Russia.
These immigrants traveled by ships and trains, and once in Kansas, the first thing they built were churches. At first, there were skeptical neighbors.
They were called dirty Russians. So they were made fun of because of their language, of course, was different. You know, they spoke in German, and a kind of a mix. Russian was kind of thrown in.
Now, 150 years later, it's not hard to find the influences of German culture in this part of the state. Gela's restaurant in Hays serves green bean dumpling soup and grebel, fried dough. At family gatherings, it's not unusual to find Bierocks, Klaus Neffel, sour soup, Streuselkuchen, wedding soup, and Mahwurst, a pressed hamburger dish. In some local donut shops, you can still hear old-timers discussing the local news in German. This year, to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Volga Germans in Kansas, Hays will host a series of events celebrating the immigrants' lasting impact on the state. Does this mean there will be dancing in the streets?
There won't be dancing in the streets. There'll be dancing in the hall. But if it spills out in the streets, you can't help that.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Volga German immigrants at kmuw.org. Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Volga German immigrants at kmuw.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.